Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's the opportunity for you to laugh at me. But don't forget, God remembers. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses and maybe a little bit of help hearing. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Now, why is it that that guy sounds like my wife from last night? I'm trying to figure out how that works. Anyway, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Answer coming October 6th, why I have a radio show. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us at 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. Either one of those numbers, because they're the same number. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
That's right. We don't need roads. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Never been a part of this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. You don't want to miss it.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
San Diego Christian Writers Guild Fall 2014 Conference is October 24th and 25th, hosted at Maranatha Chapel. This event has become a great opportunity for local new and previously published writers. San Diego Christian Writers Guild Conference will feature local author Arlene Pellicane. She has appeared on NBC Today Show and written Happy Husband, Happy Wife, and Happy Home series. And Arlene recently released Growing Up Social, a book she co-authored with Dr. Gary Chapman. Also at the conference will be Ellie Kay, national speaker and America's family financial expert. Miss Lynn Vincent, a collaborator on the best-selling Heaven Is For Real, will also be there. And this year's keynote speaker is Philip Yancey. San Diego Christian Writers Conference, October 24th and 25th at Maranatha Chapel. To learn more, visit sandiegocwg.com. There will even be two publishing agents who can answer questions you might have about publishing your new book. sandiegocyg.com. Register for this great event today.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOB 468-117.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was gonna die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know right away. Want to make sure you stay in touch and in tune. I'm doing a check on the traffic first, and let me say something about the traffic right now from this position. As the new building is larger than I thought, and it's obscuring most of my view, from this position, it doesn't look that bad. So I don't think it's too bad because it's probably, what, Wednesday, 2 o'clock or so? So it can't be that bad. Weather is absolutely nice as can be. We have great weather, don't we? It's fabulous weather. In fact, I'd go as far as to say it's fabulous. I mean, it's fabulous, right? It's fabulous, darling. It's absolutely fabulous. So the weather is terrific, and we appreciate that. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who are out of town, out of the country. They're doing a big journey thing. And the bottom line, though, is if you've got roofing issues, they got people ready right now to take your call, and they will do the best they can to give you not just a free estimate, but the best possible work that they have inside their system. Everything they do is unto the Lord. So when you're getting a roof, when we're talking roof, you think Excalibur Roofing. Roof, Excalibur Roofing. Roof, Excalibur Roofing. All you got to think of is roof, Excalibur Roofing. See that word association that we're doing with you? It matters. It does. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Also, ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website, and they got a ton of cool pictures. And they got a great Facebook. If you go to, what is it? You go to Facebook / and then the name, right? So it's Facebook / Excalibur Roofing. You'll check it all out, see what's going on with those guys. They're going to be in studio in a couple weeks. Very excited about that. Always love having them. It's great to have them in. They're terrific guests, I should say. Robo producer doing the whole show from start to finish because he is just a workaholic. Is that what's going on?
Oh, I crave work, and I found so much work to keep myself so busy. I was able to just breeze through it so that I could be here for the entire honor of your show.
Wow, I am honored.
You should be.
I know I am. I feel that I am honored, and I do know that for a fact you did take your lunch and then punch back in so you can get every penny you can get.
Wanted to punch a wall, too, after going through 9 automated messages, and all I wanted to do was find out and a piece of information, talk to a real person.
And you are talking about what? Because the audience needs to know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, thanks for throwing me into the bus there. And while we're talking about traffic, because I'm having to go to traffic school.
Oh, so you're going to traffic school.
Have an infraction.
And you're trying to get in touch with the government, but the government is not letting you get in touch with them. They just want you to pay money.
Pay more money.
Okay, so they just want you to pay money.
Ron says I should keep paying it. You know, it stimulates the economy.
Well, I think that payment part is fine. I think the question is if you pay the money and then you go to traffic school and it doesn't go on your record, do you still have to show up in court?
That's my question.
Okay, see, because now we're talking court, then it brings me back to jury duty, then I get gas and I don't feel good. So, I mean, this is like a routine here. So, good luck going through the automated system. When you do get in touch with an actual person, let them know to let President Barack Obama know that next hole dogtails to the left, just in case he doesn't know. For those that are unaware, there's a couple that tipped an overworked waiter $100, okay? after they received slow service, and they encourage other people to think of the situation before you evaluate, because sometimes people go into a restaurant, right, and they don't like the service, right? And to tip means to ensure promptness, T-I-P. And in that process, they don't like the service, and then people will tip. And so somebody will work hard. They might be having 3, 4, 5 tables, and then they didn't like the way the service was. So if it's a $50 total tab, instead of giving like $7.50, which would be 15%, or $10, which would be 20%, or $5, which would be 10%, they give them like a couple of dollars. And it's kind of like, hey, that's what your work was worth. So this couple, they went in and they tipped this person $100. They were going on an anniversary celebration. It took 20 minutes for them to get water, 40 minutes for them to get an appetizer, and an hour to get the entree. And they realized while they were eating together, Christian couple, that it wasn't as it appeared. It wasn't strictly the waiter's fault. There was a lot of things going on in the kitchen. So they kind of took a step back and tried to observe it. And then after they observed it and tried to get more information, they felt bad for the waiter. They gave him a $100 tip on a small bill. And their admonition to the church and to Christians everywhere is to make sure not to judge too quickly. Not that you can't evaluate, but don't judge too quickly based on service. Now, if somebody is in the customer service realm and they don't like people, get out.
Oh, I've used to work in the customer service realm. And if you are not one to want to talk or resolve conflict yet, you don't want any part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing. I will say this. I have talked to people who are waiters and waitresses ad nauseum. And the point is they're in the business of being engaged in customer service, but they don't like people. It's like,
yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that might be a contradiction. So I want to go back to a story that I told because I only have so much time. Every segment, I only have so much time. But this story that my wife and I, we went on a special date. Every once in a while, what we do is we think that people who are married should treat each other like they're still courting. We just have this system. And so we go and we save up money. We skimp. And we skimp for weeks and months on end, and then we save up enough money, and then we go to a special place. We might go to, like, if it's a Disneyland, instead of going to Disneyland, we'll go to the Buena Park area, stay in a hotel, and go in other places and kind of enjoy the whole territory. So we went to the Night Show. You know that the Knights show that takes place in Buena Park? You know which one I'm
Indeed,
talking about?
Indeed, Excalibur.
Yeah, the Excalibur, just like the roofing.
See?
Right. So we stayed at a hotel, and within walking distance, and we walked over there, and I've told this story before, but it is really cool. And we get there, and we're having a blast, right? Because, first of all, we don't care. Who cares who's going to win? It's purple. It's green. It's yellow. It's chicken, man. It's chicken. Come on. And what happened is we decided while we were doing this that the waitress, you know, they get tips kind of tossed at them and so on and so forth. But we felt kind of like the Lord was prompting us. Right? Now, you got to kind of work with this in the Lord to give an extra, 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 extra large tip. So we did. We thought, okay, why not? And we're just sitting there having a good time. No big deal. Chicken, I mean, or it was actually Cornish hen.
Gornish.
Yeah, Gornish. It's like a hen, only it's Gornish instead of Cornish, which tells you it might have been a little green. But anyway, the point of that is, so we give this big tip, and then we're like the last people to leave. Why? Because this is a date. Right? We're on a date. We're a married couple. We're absorbing every moment we can. The waitress comes back over to us. Now, how often does that happen in that kind of Excalibur setting? Never. And she goes, wow. She goes, what? Did you guys make a mistake in giving that money, that extra money to us, to me? And we said, no, we just gave it to you. She said, that was the exact amount that I was short in my rent. Now I can make my rent. And it's like, you don't think of those things in terms because you're enjoying yourself and you're doing that. I'm not saying that to boast about myself. What I'm saying is for this reason, that sometimes that extra giving, that little extra generosity, that little extra attitude, sometimes that has a huge play in affecting other people's lives in areas you don't even realize. And to be really honest, the service wasn't that great. It was just a great time. And I'll tell you what wasn't really great, the photo. Not so great. That photo, you know, I mean, I don't mind looking like a tent, but a tent that holds 300 people, maybe that's not so good. So anyway, the whole point of that was that the spot on generosity of my wife, actually, and us together was an exact need for another person. And we told that person we did that because we felt the Lord wanted us to do that. So he must be sending you a message. And it's like, that's, now therein lies, it becomes a completely different thing where you do, if you think your tip can have somebody, it can impact somebody for them to advance towards the kingdom of God, you'd give that tip all day long. And that's the whole point I'm trying to make. Be sensitive enough in those situations. I like what this couple said. Don't just judge it just strictly on what you're seeing. Be a little bit more aware. Be a little bit more in touch. You know, if you ask God, he can tell you. You know, any man who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. God likes to teach us and show us things. Those are the cool things, man. You got to keep that in mind. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll probably have a nice DDD for you. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
When San Diego's Christian community needs wisdom on their future, they trust the law offices of Larry Copenbarger. For decades, the Copenbarger family has provided estate planning seminars at churches throughout Southern California. Larry and Judy are available to meet with you personally to give your family or business the same multidimensional personal attention they give ministries and Christian organizations. Christian radio listeners appreciate the wise counsel they receive from a biblical perspective in creating living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. It really boils down to peace of mind for you, your family, and your business. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call Larry and Judy. They'll take care of everything for you. Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. Offices in Mission Valley, in Del Mar, and in Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Can you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what you do. Arm your bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yep, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank, and retirement accounts
accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-LIFELOCK. 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 Network does not cover all transactions.
TV's Craig Ferguson hosts the all-new Celebrity Name Game, the game where everyday people team up with Hollywood's hottest celebrities. Watch the Celebrity Name Game weekdays at 3 on Fox 5.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I wanted to make a very important notation for our very own robo-producer to remind him that the 60s is not the only era that you can live in anymore. I just want to point that out to you just so that you know.
That's a great reminder.
I just wanted to make sure you
understood. A little branching out for me.
There you go, brother. All right, we're going to get into a DDD because right now is the time for it. I just feel like this is where we need to go. This is where we're going. If I'm wrong, oh well, it's still fun. Luke chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. Luke chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. So I've had actually somebody mention to me before about a concept called bibliolatry.
Bibliolatry.
Bibliolatry. We're going to talk about that in about 2 minutes. Here's what Luke chapter 6, verse 5 through 7 says. Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man who was there, whose right hand was shriveled, was in the synagogue. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. All right, now I want you to catch this. This is really important. You'd think, okay, that's just the Pharisees being the Pharisees. Oh, those silly Pharisees. At least they're not Sadducees, because the Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection or in eternal life or in any angels or demons. But that's why they're sad, you see. So that's why we're talking about the Pharisees. Okay. That's an old joke. Help me, people. It says this, "Then Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" That's a pretty important statement, because the Sabbath, if you will remember, is one of the Ten Commandments. Ooh. "But Jesus said, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.' On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus." And it's funny, because these are people that are looking to find the flaw. And we don't talk a lot about that in Christian circles, and I don't know why, because the world continually searches to find the flaws in Jesus, in his words, and in his followers. That's what they do. They look for the flaws. They're trying to find anything as though that would change the truth. It's not going to change it no matter what. So they were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Because in their interpretation of Scripture, healing on the Sabbath was a breach of the Ten Commandments. They thought that was wrong. And this, in another portion, Jesus says to them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or not? It was kind of a way to say, on the Sabbath, are you supposed to do bad or good? Well, no, you're not supposed to do bad. Oh, now you got a problem then. You have circular reasoning going on. So here's what's important to understand. Jesus is more important than the commandment. And if you don't understand that, we have another issue, and that's the issue I'm going to get to in a second. But Jesus is more important than the commandment. You see, the commandments were given for a couple of reasons, one of which was to lead us to Christ. The law was given to lead us as a tutor to Jesus, to understanding that righteousness can only be fulfilled in the life of Christ. It can't be fulfilled anywhere else. The law was also given to help man in and of himself try to stop killing himself or wasting himself because of the things that man would do would be detrimental. The law was there to, in a sense, help as well as escort us or teach us or lead us to Jesus. And it's very, very important when you say to somebody, well, Jesus is more important than the commandment. If they have a reservation about that, it's very important for you to note that, because the commandments lead us to Jesus. The commandments are not God himself. And to miss that is to miss every teaching that Jesus gave regarding him being greater than the Sabbath. Now, we just mentioned in the beginning of this DDD that bibliolatry, that's like, what's bibliolatry? Listen to what bibliolatry is. That's when you worship the Bible, the Word of God, or the law more than you worship God. That's making God the Bible, and making the Bible God as opposed to God being God. That's making a distinction and thinking that Genesis through Revelation is not the love letter, but that it's God himself. Now, the breath of God is indeed in the Word of God, but it is that that leads you to God. And so you need to make a distinction. When you hold up your Bible, that's the breath and the Word of God. The power in that will transform and will do things that you cannot even imagine. But you are not holding God in your hand. That is bibliolatry. You got to be careful. And to know how specific this is, John chapter 5, verse 39 through 40 says this: you diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, Jesus said. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Another illustration where the scriptures become, in an essence, bibliolatry, because they're substituted for Jesus. And Jesus goes, you study the scriptures so that you can find, you think that by them you possess eternal life. And these scriptures, they're pointing to me, yet you're refusing to acknowledge me. The Pharisees, in and of themselves, had such a legalistic attitude. They put so much value on the law, they put no value on people. Oh, ouch, ouch, and ouch. Can you say, get the dagger out of my back? The Pharisees were so legalistic that they put the value on the law and not who the law was written for. And that's one of the things that Jesus taught. The law was written for man. The law wasn't written to be worshipped by itself. And that's an important point. The important point there is, do we, in our church creeds, in our Bible thumping, and I'm a Bible thumper, by the way. I love thumping the Bible. Are you kidding? That's one of my absolute favorite things to do, because it's a declaration of truth, and I love that. But do we, in doing that, forget that people have a priority in the heart and mind of God? That God gave us the law so that and the scriptures so they can lead us to Christ, but that he didn't give us the law to be worshiped separate from Christ. This is about Jesus. And I'm going to tell you right now, when people have a hard time hearing the word Jesus, your bells should be going off in your head. Ding, 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 ding. Problem. Problem. If you go, Jesus, 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 and they go, ah, enough of this Jesus stuff, there's a problem right there. I just tell you right this second. So we don't want to be bibliolatry people. We don't want to worship the scriptures that are given to lead us to God. We don't want to worship the part of the vehicle that gets us to the Lord. You want to worship the Lord. So if you ever hinge, cringe, or chagrin when you hear that Jesus is more important than the commandment, something's wrong. That means you don't have a personal relationship with the living God. And to forget that the truth comes to us through the scripture, you must understand that what was lost in the garden through sin, the relationship that God had with man, was restored by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And there is little in the universe that's of more importance than getting back to the garden. See, the garden was a detour. We get to the garden, we messed up. We got to get back to the garden. The only way you get back to the garden, Jesus Christ. Isn't it funny that in the Bible, the garden is where man messed up? Isn't it funny that in the garden, that's where Jesus laid down his life? Oh, think it through, man. He prayed that prayer in the garden. Think it through. That's when he became a willing sacrifice for our sins. Process that. Garden and garden. Isn't it amazing that at the end of Revelation, at the very end, in Revelation 22, back at a garden. Whoa! We start in a garden, we end in a garden. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we'll be looking at a little bit of news and a few other things. I'm walking in my sleep, from the mountains of fame, to the river so deep, I must be looking for something. Something sacred I lost, but the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's one way to save on your summer energy bills. Unplug things like DVRs, game consoles, sound systems, chargers, and TVs when not in use. That can save up to $25 a month. Connect with more kilowatt saving ideas at sdgne.com/summer.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
A steward is someone who manages or takes care of another's property. The word actually means the manager of a house. It does not mean the owner, but the manager. Hi, this is Steve with Whitefields Ministries. We all know it's more important than ever to ensure stewardship and accountability through your church accounting. At the accounting department, they understand what an important role this is. They also know that you may not have time to look over your budget thoroughly. Let the accounting department help. They've been great for Whitefields Ministries, and I know they would love to help you too. Right now, in the month of October, the accounting department has offered to look at your books for free. That's right, no obligation. Call the accounting department in October and they will look at your books for free. Call them today, 760 448 5322. That's 760-448-5322. Don't forget to tell them Steve from Whitefields Ministries sent you. Call 760-448-5322.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting. Now, as of yet, and I haven't heard from Cameron yet, as of yet, we do not believe that Brittany has had her baby. So we're still waiting on that. I think at some point, if it doesn't happen, I think we're going to hear it from Tom.
Baby, come out.
I mean, because he's probably had enough. I love those guys. Current Solar Contracting, family-owned and operated for over 20 years. They will not rest until they bring you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. They want to have long-term relationships with the people that they're doing business with. Most important part, they can help you lower your electric bill. They will let you know for free whether they can do that or not. All you do is call 619-272-0303. In fact, if you can't figure that out because it's a phone number, type in Current Solar Contracting into Google. It'll pop up. Then you get the phone number and you look at the website at the same time. The website, currentsd.com. currentsd.com. Let's certainly keep Brittany in prayer, Tom and Brittany in prayer, and their company, and thank them not just for sponsoring the show, but for just being people who love to advance the kingdom and bless other people. Very cool stuff. Now, I got a couple of stories, and I'm not sure which ones I want to tag first. Do you have anything that you got going on over there, Robo Producer? Because I got story after story after story. I got like 18 of them.
Well, I'm ready for all your zaniness, but I am going to the National League Divisional Series, Dodgers versus Cardinals, coming up on Saturday.
So you're feeling like that's newsworthy?
Not really. I just wanted to share that, and now okay, we can get on with the more important things.
That's all right. All right. So congratulations to the Dodgers for doing as well as they have done. Congratulations.
To the Tigers, too.
To the Tigers as well. And one day we're going to say congratulations to the Padres. We can say that right now to the Chargers, who are playing fantastic. And looking for them to really just keep going. And very cool stuff right there. So a couple things I want to tell you are announcing type of pieces of news that you I don't typically give you, but I'm going to give you. California has passed their SB 270. I don't know if you heard about that or not. California becomes the first state to ban plastic bags.
This is so backwards.
Yeah, it starts July 2015, and here's the kick, and don't tell me there's not money involved. They're going to ban plastic bags, and they get some environmentalist guy on there that's going, bags have destroyed the universe! Yeah, so anyway, there's a black star that's coming to destroy the Earth because we use plastic bags. Just so
really
everybody
scares
knows what's
the terrorists
going on.
Too.
Yeah, and then I guess it's also bringing Ebola with it or something like that. But now what they're going to do, watch this, catch this, folks, what's really going on. You always got to look behind things. So they're going to make people switch to paper bags, but they're going to charge 10 cents for every bag. So now what they're going to do is if you have 10 bags of groceries, it's an extra buck, no matter what. Instead of just the plastic thing. And what they want you to do is they want you to buy the canvas bags. Guess why they want you to buy the canvas bags? There's a 10% tax built into the canvas bag. It's like these guys. Wow. Nobody can compete with these guys. No Ponzi scheme in the world is as good as
10%?
These guys. 10%? Yeah, 10% tax thing.
Wow.
That's insane. Another piece of information, which I think is very important for people to hear. Churches across the United States can now sign up for .church domains. Okay, this is recently approved like last week. So if you have a church, let's say you have a particular church and you have your church and it's a .com and a .org, they've now opened up .church. You can buy that. There's a bunch of different ways to purchase it. You know, I'm not supporting any one or any less of them. I mean, there's 1&1 and GoDaddy and all those other, you know, kind of ones. You can get your .church. You just want to get it probably sooner than later if you have an interest in doing that. If you're not aware how that works, If you're looking to build a website for your church, this would be a good time to really learn that. It's not very complex. But if you already have a website and you just want to grab the domain name, you can do that. And in all the companies that host domain names, you can what they call forward shadow it. So that when you type in, let's say yours FirstBaptistChurchOfSanDiego.org. You can also get that FirstBaptistChurchOfSanDiego.church. And then what you can do is when you set it up, you can do a forward shadow on it. And then when they type into our church, it actually goes to the .org one. It's kind of cool. So I'm just letting people know, if you're not aware of it, there is a .church element taking place. Good information, right? Two pieces of good information. I'm typically not a good information person. I try, but I'm just not that good. Sticking with our themes of recognizing that atheists have absolutely lost their minds, and if they all got into a spaceship and flew off, it would probably be one of the better things for humanity. Atheists have been now upset. Now watch this. This is not the story you think it is. It's not the one about the high school. I got that sitting right here. There's another one. Atheists are upset by the word salvation used by a high school marching band. because apparently if you say the word salvation, it's like saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because, you know, I guess they're saying Jewish people don't believe in salvation or something. They're saying something weird. I'm not sure. Freedom From Religious Foundation has yet again set its sights on any word that has, like, righteousness, salvation, anything like that. They are upset because there's Ohio Licking Valley High School marching band were wearing shirts in regards to a performance by the Russian composer Pavel Chesnikov, where he wrote a song saying salvation is created, right? And they're saying that's too much and that's too close. You're forcing us to choose a religion. Now wait, hold on, because this is where it gets funny. Which religion? They're not saying. You can't just say this is for Christians. This could be for Jews. This could be for the religion of, let's see, they're in Ohio, so Cleveland Browns. It could be the Brownites. I don't know. Who knows? The Brownies. No, let's call them Brownites. At least have that. You're right. It could be for anything. It could be for any sport anywhere. Here's what they said. One of the students there said, Heil and a student, Zoe Weaver, appeared on Fox News explaining that no one in the school objected to wearing the T-shirt and no intention of religion was ever meant by the word salvation. The theme was decided upon by teachers, parents, and students together, and the shirts were only worn once for a festival in August. And so they wear these shirts one time. The word says salvation. And the Freedom From Religious Foundation goes, bleh, 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 and then they freak out, fall down, their eyeballs fall out, their legs fall off, and then it's like a Monty Python skit, but they're melting all the more, and somebody's just saying the word salvation.
So, all right, we call it a draw.
Yeah. I think these guys have lost it. I think that these are the same guys. I mean, it's so amazing that the word salvation. So any word that's associated with anything for them is going to be hard. It's going to be trouble. I mean, it's going to be, you know, you say anything that's got any kind of connection to anything, they can't stand it. The real reason they can't stand it is pretty simple. Okay. They don't want to have personal accountability. They don't want to think that their actions have consequences and that when they die, they are going to face God and they're going to have to answer for that. And people have gotten upset at me saying, well, you can't say that they're fools. Oh, you're right. I can't say that. God can. And he did in the Old Testament. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Okay? That's what these people are. Fools. And the word, you get into the Hebrew word, you would not appreciate all the different connotations of the word, but the word really means a jerky person in the worst possible way. And I'm not talking about beef. I can't do anything about it. It's not my problem. It's definitions of word. I don't write them. But the point is that they're so upset about the word salvation. Maybe they should get more upset about words like this. Deficit spending. Maybe they should be more upset about this. Ebola virus. Maybe they should be more upset about this. We can't do anything militarily correct. Why aren't they upset about any of that stuff? How is it that T-shirts on a high school band has an impact on society, but the Ebola virus coming through Dallas, killing people, that doesn't? Nice way to pick a war. No wonder God called them fools. I'm just going to agree with God. Yes, they are. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'll have to tell a nice story or I'm just going to feel yucky all day long.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425 and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the Executive Director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right. Got a lot of cool stuff going. I like that when there's a lot of cool stuff going on. I want to make sure everybody knows if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. That's davidspoon at kprz.com. All words, encouraging, discouraging, disagreeing, agreeing, they're all read. Everything is reviewed. Actually, we have a secret file and we keep everybody's email in there. Okay, I'm kidding. Let's see here. I do want to do a couple of things. I would like to get a little bit of history out. Can we get the history out now? And then we'll do a little bit more DDDing in the next hour, I think, is what I'd like to do. That's my preference of choice. Is that all right with you? I don't know if you know this or not, but on this day in 1908, Henry Ford introduced the first mass-produced automobile on the market, the Model T car.
Knew the year, did not know the day.
Okay, guess how much the cost for the Model T was in 1908. Kind of hefty.
1908?
Yeah, hefty, I think.
I'm going to say $3,000.
No, not that hefty, but that's not a bad guess. $825. $825 for, we're talking about 106 years ago?
I'm not sure if it was a Model T, but it was very similar. I saw a restored one out on the road the other day.
Wow. 106 years ago, it was $825. You know what it is now? It's $825 a tire now. Okay. In 1971 on this day, Walt Disney opened up Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. So Florida became quite the competitor for California. For those that do not know, and if I say this wrong, I apologize. So I do this right now. I apologize profusely to anybody in the Marine Corps. But in 1880 on this day, a new director of the United States Marine Corps band named John Philip Sousa became the band's 17th leader. He composed a song, Semper Fidelis, which is Semper Fi, traditionally known as the official march of the Marine Corps. That was in 1880 on this day. Wow, that's a long time ago. Cy Young, baseball fans, by the way, Cy Young played in his, and everybody else's first World Series baseball game on this day in 1903, 101 years ago. Wow. See, I think stuff like that's cool. In 1957, the United States B-2 bombers and the Strategic Air Command went on 24-hour alert status because of a perceived threat of an attack from the Soviet Union. That had to do with a computer chip that was less than $5 for that piece. Not the best news to hear in the world. In 1962, from New York, here's Johnny. Ed McMahon introduced the new host of NBC's Tonight Show for the first time. Johnny Carson entertained late night America for 3 decades, give or take for 20 years, give or take for 20 years of vacations, too. That's a pretty funny stuff. Great job he did there. So that's the kind of history stuff that we got going on. You know, history is kind of important. You think history is important? I mean, from time to time, you think about the different things that you learn. It's good to keep in mind some of the things that, some of the places we've come from. Here's the thing about history, and here's the thing about future. Ready? You want to hear a mini? Here's a mini DDD without scripture, so you don't have to script it or anything. Here's the thing. The past can be a blast if you don't look at it from a ghast. In other words, if you can consider the past, learn from it, utilize it, grow in it, develop it, remembering what the Lord has done, great stuff. That's okay. That's fine. But to look backwards at failure is to get enshrined, entangled, and embondaged to things you can do nothing for. And when you look forward, now watch this. If you look forward in fear, you create a dynamic that gives Satan an opportunity to beat you up. Okay, and we would call that dumb. But if you look forward to the future with an operation of faith and trust that God has your best interests in mind, then you can look to the future and think, hey, this is going to be great and things are going to be great and I'm excited. Now, here's the irony behind that whole thing. It's okay to look backwards, depending on if you look backwards correctly. It's okay to look forwards if you look forward correctly. It's not okay to look backwards if you look backwards with a bitterness or regret or with all these contemptible elements. And it's not okay to look forward with fear and anxiety and a scared spirit. So it's really ironic that you can look backwards and look forwards correctly or incorrectly depending on how you put your glasses on. Now, doesn't that tell you something? We're not talking about positive thinking and positive this and that or anything like that. We're just saying if you look backwards with regret, you're creating your own dynamic of pain. Don't do that. Look forward with faith. Look backwards with favor and walk all of it, past, present, and future, with God. And if you do that, it'll be okie dokie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to try and do a DDD. If I can do it, we'll see.
listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.